The new U.S. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, wrapped up an overnight visit to Turkey today. It's the latest leg of a whirlwind international tour that takes her next to Jerusalem and Ramallah, where she will meet Israeli and Palestinian leaders. During her short stay in the Turkish capital, Rice met not only with Turkish leaders, but also with Russia's foreign minister, who flew in specially for the visit. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Ankara. Ivan, how did the meeting with the Russian diplomat go?
Sheila, they had a 2.5-hour dinner last night here in Ankara, and though Rice speaks fluent Russian, it was all held in English, a State Department official says. That same official says that Rice repeated U.S. criticism of what has been called by American officials in the past Russia's democratic backsliding, and singling out Moscow's crackdown on the media and the politically motivated prosecution of Yukos Oil Company, and saying that that has really put a chill on foreign investment in Russia, and it also makes it difficult for the Bush administration to have a full and deep relationship, that's how the U.S. official put it, to have a full and deep relationship with Russia. Rice is not calling for Russia's isolation, though. This meeting between the two top diplomats is helping pave the way for a future meeting later this month between Presidents Bush and Putin.
Rice's visit to Ankara comes when there's a lot of tension between Washington and Turkey, who've been allies for a long time. What was the mood today?
Well, the Turkish government has been very outspoken and critical of U.S. policy in Iraq, in neighboring Iraq, just in recent weeks. Today, both the foreign minister for Turkey and Condoleezza Rice were trying to play up the positive points, the common values that the two sides have. However, Turkey did oppose the U.S. invasion of Iraq. It did not allow American troops to go through Turkey to invade parts of northern Iraq. And Turkey has watched with growing alarm at the increasing strength of the Kurds in northern Iraq. And they're really afraid that the Kurds may declare independence at some point, and that they're pushing to dominate a strategic oil-rich city in northeastern Iraq known as Kirkuk. They have good reason for this, because Turkey fought a long war against Kurdish separatists here in Turkey that left more than 30,000 people dead. And they have said that if the Iraqi Kurds push for independence from Baghdad, that this could be a threat to Turkey's national security, and it would have to take some form of action.
And what did Rice have to say about this?
Well, she's trying to reassure Turkey. She's saying that the partnership between Ankara and Washington is very important, and that Washington is committed to a unified Iraq, that it will not allow Iraq to disintegrate. She also made the point, though, in front of the Turkish media today, to urge the Turkish leadership to be more careful to present a positive view of the U.S.-Turkish relationship. I think American diplomats are not happy with some of the outspoken criticism that has come from Turkish generals, from the Turkish prime minister, from even the foreign minister who she appeared with earlier today.
So did they come to an agreement on the Iraqi Kurds?
No mention of a breakthrough, and this is really the problem here, Sheila, is that Iraq's Kurds, they do want independence. It's their leaders who remain committed to working with the U.S. and with Iraqi politicians in Baghdad. But a recent referendum, an informal referendum held in Iraq on the sidelines of the Iraqi elections, say that almost all the Iraqi Kurds, they want to declare their own independent state. The Iraqi Kurds are close allies of the Americans, and so is Turkey. And these two neighbors, basically, their long-term goals in the region really conflict. And there have been warnings from observers that this could result in violence. In fact, both the Iraqi Kurds and the Turkish officials have been really making bellicose statements towards each other in the past.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Ankara, Turkey. Thanks, Ivan.
You're welcome, Sheila.